Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 22. Today we have artist Joey Cash with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
This is Joey Cash. You're tuning to the Mac and Nelly podcast on Digital Soulbox Network.
Mac and Nelly in this. All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me? We got Joey here, you guys.
Joey Cash in the building.
Hey. What's good?
My nigga Joey been waiting to talk for like 15 minutes.
I've been like, hey,
we done fucked up the intro like 7 times. This nigga like,
my bad.
Fuck up.
Sorry, you guys had to see that. I saw us at a low point.
No, okay. You gonna be scrapping on camera? No.
We need to see.
I haven't done that in a while. I wish cameras would have been more popular back in the day. Like, I don't know, if 2007 would have been
YouTube
nice.
Page,
oh, everything.
For sure. At least, like, 6 fights.
That's hella funny.
Highlight tape. Look at my highlight tape. Share. Like and subscribe.
A collage and shit.
Yeah. If I would have known how much boxers made. Like,
you can still be a boxer. You can still get up
old.
In there.
I'm old now.
You still get up in there.
Come on.
Get about and 10, 15 fights.
She got a baby leg. I got a bad leg.
Damn.
Not the baby leg. Take my strong leg. It's the only way.
No, really. Like, look how tighter this one is than this. It's just my Achilles. When I tore my Achilles.
Can you feel the difference?
Hell yeah, you can see the difference now that I pointed out.
You gotta build it up. You gotta do calf raises.
Yeah,
and
yes. Sounds good.
Fuck them calf raises.
No, I will, but it's like, but my other one's still developing too, so it's hard to ever like catch up.
Catch up, yeah.
It's better.
You gonna fuck around, do calf raises on one leg and have one buff ass calf.
Right. No, I literally
calf
have.
Is gonna be.
I didn't use this leg for months, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking ugly. Anyways, enough about my baby leg. Shout out to Soapbox Network.
Big things coming from
we
the
got,
network.
Rolling ads now. All types of shit.
We got commercials, bitches. These niggas got ads. Hey.
Who do these niggas think they are?
These niggas think they are. These niggas got ads. We trying to get a little money, man. So.
That'd be cool. So that's like one step closer to libraries and shit. So shout out to the network. And go check out, we have a few shows on there. That you need to go check out. Yeah. DigitalSoapBoxNetwork.com. There's a new website up, so yeah. Go check out the other shows.
Crazy Bone
on our
got
list.
A show.
Yep.
Free Ray Ricky Ross got a show. Brandon Browner got a show.
I don't know if everyone's still on. I think they did like an update and a cut. So check it out.
Go check it out though.
I said, look
at good. We didn't get cut. Be on there.
For real though. You guys were talking about the Nas.
Oh, the Nas album. What's that shit called? I don't know.
It's called Nasir.
Nasir?
Yeah.
You're listening to it on your way here.
Yeah, I listened to it a lot yesterday too, though.
I didn't like it. I haven't heard it. I mean, you said you didn't like it.
Yeah, I listened to it like
Mac.
I listened to it all the way through today, all morning, like 2-3 times.
What is he talking about?
On the album?
Yeah.
My nigga Reggie, shout out my nigga Jizzle. He said this nigga basically just wrapped all the Hidden Color DVDs.
He was saying some shit.
That's what
he said he put all the Hidden Color DVDs on wax.
He was saying some shit.
Hidden Color something. But no, he was saying some shit though. But I don't know. It just, you know when it's a nigga like Nas and then you got a nigga like Ye with your production, you expect too much. And that's just how I get. I just expect, and I just...
You expect more.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, too, things have to grow on you, so...
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You might just need to run it
you
back.
Got that... There's a song on it called Bonjour. Is that right now? Is that right? I fuck with this joint.
I know they probably made that shit in like 2 weeks, though, so I wasn't really, like, expecting...
Them niggas hopped in the lab real quick.
Nothing, though, so, yeah. Like, that shit's fire to me, though.
Is it a joint album or something? What do you mean they made it?
Kanye produced it.
Yeah, Kanye produced it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, so, it's like two niggas get on it. You
But we'll see, though. Those are two of my favorites.
I should have took your stance. Just, I knew they did that shit in like 2 weeks. You right.
Definitely.
They put that shit together.
That's funny.
Shout out to the Mariners. Mariners right now is doing their thing. We ain't even supposed to talk about it.
I always hear that, okay, there's too many games in baseball to really be talking like that.
It's like 160 games, I think.
So, yeah.
But for the Mariners to be 20 games above 500, that's some shit. Because usually we'd be like one or two games, then we go down like four games.
I don't know shit about baseball.
Them niggas have 20 games. They're playing good right now.
I haven't fucked with the Mariners since like Ken Griffey, Randy Johnson, and them niggas.
Jay
that
Buter,
whole
them niggas.
Yeah. Edgar Martinez. Yep. Alex Rodriguez was on there.
Alex Rodriguez.
There was another Martinez.
Brett Boone. We had niggas on that stuff.
But that was hella ago.
Yeah, niggas. Just a cash out fucking baseball got Dodgers hat on.
just
like a nigga, bro. Hey, I mean, because I only really fuck with baseball fans, bro. And like dudes be seeing, they be like, "Oh, you like the Phillies?" Yeah. I'll be like, "Bro,
just like the hat,
I could have one nigga on the Phillies."
but this hat fresh though.
It matched my shoes. That's all it
be. You don't see me matching, bro. You think I'm out here?
We're trying to pest the bit. I was gardening today. I started a gardening project. I recently moved, I guess you could say that. And I'm gonna do some shit back there. You guys are gonna see the before and after.
You gonna let Melvin grow some weed back there?
That nigga, his mom was foul, bro.
Johnny's mom's on his target.
Crazy, bro. Now that I'm older, bro, that movie like really trips me out, bro. Like,
yeah.
It was hella cool that he was growing weed, but when it was Jody, bro, woke the nigga up out of sleep.
That was faulty.
Beefy.
Melvin said, "No, that was mine." She said, "Okay,
okay."
Nah, she kind of went off for a second, and then he was like, "I'm sorry." Boom, boom. And then,
bro, he was fucking
that kiss. And
she's
she
like, "Why the fuck would you do that?"
He was fucking her. It was carrying her, bro. She's not dripping.
She's not dripping off nothing.
No, growing no weed, bro.
Making Kool-Aid. Some more shit.
I hate it.
Shout out to Mikey, Mikey and Maestro.
Hell
episode
yeah.
21. They dropped the album Cookie Jar. That shit is flames.
Go.
Dog.
Check out Cookie Jars on
it's
all
on
major
Spotify
platforms.
Right now.
It's on iTunes, all that shit. Shout out to NT for that too.
My nigga NT was singing this shit. That nigga NT got talents, nigga.
That nigga
he playing the drums and shit, singing.
Look at his lips.
Trumpet.
Okay.
That nigga's dumb.
You guys ready for tea time?
That's good. Man.
All right, it's time for tea time.
Tea time.
So Pusha T and Drake. Pusha T, you guys know who that is. That's the guy from Clips. No, I'm kidding. Okay, Clips had that grinding song. So there's some background information on that. That's that guy. It's the one with the braids, not the other twin. All right, cool. Pusha T, fire shots at Drake on Infrared is a song off of Daytona, Pusha's new album. So Daytona was a song on Infrared. He said, "It was written like Nas, but came from Quentin," was the line, I guess. Was that the only thing he said?
He said something else.
That was the main line, though?
Yeah.
Drake responded with Duppy Freestyle, a whole song about Pusha T and Kanye. Pusha returns with a story of Adonis coming at Drake, his parents, his producer, 40, and his baby mama. James Prince comes out and says Drake's will not respond, but mentions he has an unheard response to Pusha if released and could end Kanye and Pusha T's career, basically. And he doesn't want Drake to be remembered for that, for ending their career. Anyway, who won? So, story of Adonis was good. The shit had me dying when he was talking about 40. I'm not gonna lie.
he said the clock ticking. Like,
hey, bro, when I heard that,
I
had to rewind it like three times. I was like, nah, he ain't say it like, he ain't mean it like that.
That's the type of shit I like, because that's kind of new. That was different for him to go out as, you know, everything else you kind of heard. He's, you know, a white boy, right. Soft, whatever, your mama don't love him, whatever, right, his daddy don't love him. But that shit was funny.
I watch hella battle rap though, so I see, I hear shit like that all the time.
Watch Arsenal disrespectful.
No, I'm saying against that. I'm saying against Drake.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people be coming at Drake, but that was like the first time you really heard
somebody say something that kind of, you know.
It was kind of like, whoa.
Yeah,
and that's his there. Nigga. Like that's he says on every that's song.
He's responsible
his nigga.
For his sound.
Yeah. So some people felt like Pusha T went too far. But like for me, like I watch hella battle rap, so it's like I hear niggas like
say all kind
all types
of out
of
shit.
Line shit. So it's like
I don't think he went too far. That's what I was like. That's what did it for me. I was like, oh, I like that song.
I mean, it's a rap, it's a battle.
Nothing's too far.
Now it was funny to me because people are like bad dad, and I already knew. I'm like, he's probably not. He probably takes care of his kid and is paying for
that
kid.
That shit was in the news last year.
It's like that's what I said. I said we just. No one was talking about it.
My whole thing was niggas was mad because he didn't say nothing about his own child. Like niggas was expecting him to announce
that's
his
not
son.
It. And that's why I said, so you guys are mad that Drake didn't let you guys know about his kid.
Right. It just it was
who
corny.
Who gives a fuck?
It was corny to me.
It's kind of like the way Pusha T
he clowned him though.
Made it look. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like because he connected that with him having a baby by the porn star bride. So it's
like,
so
he was ashamed.
The kid
but it's like
to this bride.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But
so
he
like,
had to, but people were really like, oh, you're a Debbie. But it's like he's probably paid.
Taking it too far.
You know, well he's taking care of it. Because a bitch would have been all over saying shit by now.
Because they was bagging on their baby shower because it looked like it came from Party City. She had like six cupcakes.
Is that his responsibility? He probably didn't know the baby was his yet. What the fuck?
I mean, he told her to get rid of it, I guess.
But it's like, I don't know for sure until I get I got a test. You're a porn star, bitch. The baby shower don't got shit
about
to do
it
with
on,
me.
He rapped about it on the song he had with Future. Or not, it was not with Future, but that album. He said something about a paternity test that he took.
So whatever.
One of them songs on that joint album they did.
But I like this song, The Story of Adonis.
I think it's corny that Jay Prince didn't let him put that song out if he got
right.
it.
Right.
Or that he stepped in. It's like, nah, nigga, this is the first time niggas see Drake, like, really taking a hit. Like, with Meek Mill, nobody gave Meek a chance, like, after what happened with that. You know what I'm saying?
But business-wise, it's probably like, you know, we can't do that.
Yeah, we can't
like,
do that. I think Drake got enough stands to where it don't matter what's going to happen.
No, we talking about sponsors and shit like that. It's like, you know, shit's like real sensitive now.
Yeah.
With Drake, he can only really say like little punchlines and niggas. He can't like really.
But what is he really getting? What is he sponsored for right now? He got money. He's fine.
Yeah, he got Apple. He got Apple sponsors.
Oh, does he?
All of that shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
He got a little sponsors. Like,
that's
sexy.
He got a
very master
like that. No. All right, so Lil Wayne is free from Cash Money contract. He reached a settlement with Birdman, which will also release him from his record deal with Cash Money Records. In 2015, Wayne sued Birdman and Cash Money for $51 million, seeking release from his contract. He later sued parent company Universal Music for $40 million, claiming he was owed royalties for Young Money artists, including Drake and Nicki Minaj. Both disputes have been settled for an undisclosed amount, though it's rumored it's like around $10 million. So he was, what, $91 million that he was trying to get, and he got $10 million? Anyway, paid for Universal and not Birdman himself, and paid for by Universal and not Birdman, sorry. And that Lil Wayne is now free from Cash Money, and Carter 5 is set to release soon. But that's cool. I mean, you want it after contract, you could take this.
$81 million L.
But he got out of a contract and he can release his own shit, you know? And it's Wayne. Niggas been waiting.
It's Wayne. Carter 5 gonna be trash.
Yeah, because...
Let's just keep
it 100. Wasn't Carter 4 trash?
Carter 4 is trash. Yeah. Carter 3 was acceptable.
It was all right.
Carter 2 was the best.
Yeah.
Some niggas feel like Carter 3 is a classic, though. That's crazy.
Niggas do feel like that.
It was...
But it wasn't a classic.
To me, they keep... like I like 1 the most.
1 was... I got 2, 1, 3... And then 4, 5 would be the last one. Unless he comes
in. So it's 5. It's already recorded and it's about to release. He needs to redo it.
You need new. You got new experiences, new life. Just make some new music, fam.
Yeah, please.
Fuck it.
Please don't give us that shit you've been holding on to trying to release for years.
You probably got Young Thug on it, helping him with it.
I don't know. Him and Nicki will probably do a song, so that might be cool.
Nicki's little song was trash, a little Chun-Li song.
Did you really listen to it?
Yeah, I did. I didn't like it. I've heard it dozens of times, and I hate it.
I like the one song though. The other one. Big Things, Big Things. The other one.
I haven't heard that.
Barbie Things, Barbie Things.
I heard like clips of it. I haven't heard those songs.
Just check. You know, I don't be liking shit.
It's trash. Warriors sweep Cavs in finals. Yeah. Man, that was. I mean, I wasn't surprised, but that was hard for me after game one. I'm not even going to lie.
Game one was the Cavs game.
They played damn near a perfect game.
Game one was the Cavs game. And even with the JR fuck up, they still should have won that game.
Yeah, because that charge call was crazy.
It was legal, though. And he wasn't in position.
Oh, no, the head official said he was.
That JR shit was nutty.
That nigga JR.
He said, I didn't know the score.
How you not know what the score is?
But even if you
But
knew,
even Lou, why didn't you call a timeout?
Bro, JR, common sense, you're at the rim anyway.
Why would you go
even
back?
Even if you're up, get the
Just
bucket.
Just go, right?
Fuck
what
it.
The fuck are you doing?
Get the bucket.
I couldn't believe it.
That nigga ran off.
And then grabbed the ball and ran off on the plug twice.
These niggas are hella distracted.
And then gave it to the nigga in the corner for the last minute. Bron's begging for the ball. You don't see this big ass 6'8 nigga begging for the ball?
That crazy shit.
I feel bad. After that, if I was, I would have been like, fuck this.
So after this sweep, you remember the bet?
What was the bet?
Remember the bet?
Nope.
I remember the bet. You remember the bet?
No, I'll do it, but what do I have to
do?
A Kobe jersey, huh?
And you got to put it on your profile for a year.
A whole year?
That's
fine.
With the Kobe jersey.
That's fine.
No rice, no nothing.
You got new bow jersey too, 8 and 24.
I'm trying to think what we bet.
You bet I would have to put on a LeBron jersey.
No, I'm saying, what was the bet? That the Warriors? I bet that the Cavs were going to win?
You did.
Wow. Are you sure I was?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I don't know what you was on.
Are you sure?
In this
we
studio.
I need to get it back because I don't know either. Anyways, that's tea time. Or because we're not going to. That's enough.
That's tea time.
That was good. Okay. Sleeper song. It's always Mac the Nelly. The fuck?
You're first, man.
Okay, so I'm going to play. This song is called Alone by Halsey. Halsey. But I never have time. He said that I never listen, but I don't even try. I got a new place in Cali, but I'm gone every night. So I fill it with strangers, so they keep on the line. She said she told you she knows me, but the face isn't right. She asked if I recognized her, and I told her I might. See, everywhere I go, I got a million different people trying to kick it, but I'm still alone in my mind.
I'm in the physical and the metaphysical. Yeah, I know you need you a long time, that's critical. But I need some of your time, is that hypocritical? Damn, you know I relate to you more than fam. So I won't sit around and let you sink in quicksand. Look, I know you.
All right, that was Halsey.
I think that was
featuring what, Big Sean and someone else. I don't usually listen to that version. I only usually listen to the one by herself, but Big Sean and someone else. Teflon Don, is that his name? What does it say? Oh. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what that is, but
that's a good switch from you.
Right. I mean, I listen to shit like that too.
I see. I like this.
Yeah, that was nice. Anyway.
You know, I was thinking of my guns.
You got some neo soul for us, baby.
That's all I listen to, nigga. I was gonna play another Sir song, but I already played like two of them. This nigga's album is called. Go listen to the Sir album. It's called November.
Oh,
that's just filthy. From God.
Where's he from again?
I don't know where he's from, but he signed with TDE.
Okay, so Ooh. Maybe Cali. No.
His name is Sir.
Is he a rapper?
Singer.
Oh, a singer?
Yeah, it's just dope. But my song is called All Blue by Jay Nova. Cush. I'm playing. Oh, no, she's kidding, but.
Who did that? That was a joke.
Thank you. the beginning or if the end is near, we don't know. Does anybody really know? Who wants to be on the ground anymore when there's so much in the sky? Watching the world spinning out of control, it seems like we're living to die. Who wants to keep looking down at the flow? We should have our heads up high. If you think I'm out of line to say what's on my mind, you should ask yourself why. Yeah, I got my head up in the clouds again. It's all blue. Yeah, I got my head up in the clouds again. It's all blue. Hey, virtual vibe, call it a new way. I let the past go, looking on the better days if we grow.
That wasn't bad.
Shouldn't everybody grow?
Nice.
Okay. Hey, she's
cold.
Yeah,
that wasn't bad, Mac.
Thank you. That's my song. I'll be walking to work.
I will return to trap music next episode, y'all.
Sorry. I'm gonna play a trap song next week too.
Okay.
I'm doing it.
Do it.
Trap Mac.
Gang, gang. All right. It's our guest time.
Joey Cash in the motherfucking building!
Joey!
What up, nigga? You ready for this shit? You should interrogate your ass, dude.
Damn. You know you done fucked up, right?
You know you done fucked up.
What's up, Joey? The loudest rapper in Seattle, y'all.
You gonna just play me?
My nigga Joey.
You gonna play me?
I say this to this nigga every time I see him, but Joey is taller in real life than he is on the internet.
On
his Facebook Joey ain't tall.
And niggas be thinking I'm like 5'10".
Bro,
bro.
Bro.
No, he does.
I say this to him every time I see him. I'm like, bro, you're hella tall, nigga. Like,
he's like a solid 6'2".
Yeah.
6'2". And he stands up straight.
Russell Westbrook and shit.
Westbrook. He's just loud, so he seems bigger in person.
Here she go.
I just be fucking with Joey, but that's my nigga.
That's hella funny, though.
So, Joey Cash. It's always the same thing. Joey Cash. Where you're from? You from? Joey don't know where he's from.
I don't know. Growing up, I like moved around a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I would go to like a different school every year, sometimes like two or three schools a year and shit. So like, you know, I was living like all around. I didn't live everywhere, but you know, I went to like the high school in like Federal Way and shit.
Okay.
And I went to Renton High School.
Nice.
Yeah.
How you get your name Joey Cash? You just make that up or somebody gave it to you?
Your name's Joey, right?
My name's Joseph. So I seen that movie.
I'll be high.
I seen that movie about Johnny Cash, the country singer and shit.
Right.
So I was trying to like figure out my name and shit. And I didn't want to like, I didn't want my name to be that far off from my real name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to be like Gotti some shit. Niggas be like, that nigga's name is Joseph. And niggas be like, well, that nigga's name is Joseph? You know what I'm saying? So like, cause niggas,
that's hella fucking sick.
When your name's like hella far from your rap name, your name could be anything. And niggas be like, well, that nigga's name is Cornell?
That
nigga's corny.
That's hella funny. That's true. So at least he'd be like, well, it's Joey, but
nigga,
my name's Joseph.
My name's Joey, nigga.
But yeah, so you know, I just put my name in, you know, just you know, with Cash, you know, just
it
something that
together.
Just fit me. Yeah.
Nice. That's
was it more? Was you just like listening to? Do you listen to?
No, I just seen the movie, and I was like, okay, this nigga called him not nigga, but I was like, called right? him so Johnny Cash. I'm like, okay. Ooh, my name is Joseph. Okay, I can put the little twist on it.
Yeah.
Right. And it's Cash, so it's cool.
Yeah.
That's dope.
And you've been rapping for how long?
I started writing when I was like 14,
mm-hmm.
and then I started recording when I was like 19.
Nice.
Yeah.
What year did you graduate high school?
06. Yeah.
That's your year, right?
I'm 07.
Oh, okay, I'm 04.
Yeah. I think this is old.
04.
I've been in high school so long. I'd be like, what the fuck is high school? Who cares?
When
so long ago.
When you first started writing, who did your rap sound like? Because you know when you first start, your shit sound like who you're influenced by.
Well, like what the reason why I started like taking rap serious because my mom got locked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So she did 2 years in prison and shit when I was when I was in middle school. So that's when I started, like, taking the shit serious, you know? So I was hella depressed about the shit. So I started, like, I was listening to, like, hella Nas and shit like that, and, like, Bean Siegel and shit. So, you know, I mean, it was hella other shit I was listening to, but that was, like, more of the shit that I was, like, kind of patting my style after, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, after hearing, like, Dipset and all, like, the mixtape shit, I started getting, like, on the punchlines and shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's dope. We grew up in a dope era of hip-hop, I think.
Definitely.
You don't get enough credit. You know, everybody be the 80s and the
90s. They had all the little cliques and shit, so that was cool. You had Dipset, you had Cash Money, No Limit, you know, so that shit was cool.
Yeah, what's dope about it is, like, it wasn't that far off to where you could listen to old shit. Cause like now, if I try to, like, when I was my nephew's age and shit, my nephew's like 15. So like, if I show him some Biggie, he's listening to all this new shit. He gonna be like, man, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I don't hear this shit.
It's crazy to disconnect.
You know what I'm saying? So that's, it's like, but when I was his age, I was listening to Jadakiss and shit like that. So listening to Biggie wasn't that far off.
Yeah.
So you kind of, your flow reminds me, I would say, like Cameron. Cameron. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like that. That's really like one of my biggest influences. Cameron.
Okay. Yeah. That's what like, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
You got that? We call it that Seattle slur, nigga.
Like,
you got that shit. That shit is crazy. And I fuck with it, nigga. Oh God, I fuck
that's
with
hella
it.
Funny, though. And though, whenever somebody impersonates how I rap, that shit hits, bro. That shit's always funny, bro.
Yeah. Westbrook College kind of got a good one. I would have a good one if I knew what to say. I can't. Like, I don't
like
have any words.
That she icy, bitch. That she like me. She don't want to fight me. And then she pricey. And I'm like, oh, what is going on? Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's hella funny.
Yeah.
Dog.
Oh my goodness.
Cause you know how niggas get. When I first heard you, I wasn't really listening. I was like, I don't know.
You know it is. It's like nigga be. Like, cause like a lot of my early shit, I wasn't really talking about nothing like with no real substance. But so it's like niggas are here and they'll kind of like just write it off. Oh, this nigga talking about shit.
Yeah.
But for me, it was like, nigga, I'm spitting some shit. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm not really talking about shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of niggas just like, you know, nigga, you're not really spitting because you're not really talking about you know nothing with no real substance.
I'm one of them type of niggas.
Yeah. So
I'm like, he can rap. I mean,
he
you know,
ain't saying shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Man, no. But he dropped this freestyle video I heard using the kitchen. That's when I really started fucking with you.
Yeah,
that's when I started. I was like, okay, this nigga got
gas. That was a man to go.
Yeah, that was deep. What do you feel like musically are some of your strengths and some of your weaknesses?
My strengths is my writing. You know what I'm saying? Like I put a lot into the writing, bro. And I think my beat selection is one of my strengths. I think as far as my weakness, I probably say I can't really rap that fast, bro. Like I can't rap too slow or too fast. Like that shit doesn't work for me.
Like
when I rap
tempo.
Too fast, it sounds crazy. Yeah. Like it's like too monotone and shit. So when I rap fast, I just can't do that shit.
So I can kind of
go different patterns and switch up the flow, but I can't, like, unless it's like something obvious, niggas don't really think you're switching up your flow like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you are.
Yeah.
You ever try to do that Migos flow?
Nah, I'll never. And my thing is, I don't want to sound stupid, bro.
Man, like, you should come out with a song one day where you just rap it just like a straight with no hook or nothing, just straight bars, just hella fast.
Hella fast.
Hella fast.
Twisted. Shit.
They'll be like, what?
Yeah, I fuck with you because you don't really sound like nobody, you know?
I appreciate
it. I think I made a post about it a while back. I was like, Joey, one of the only niggas that I never heard do nobody else's flow, you know what I'm saying?
Right, start switching up and taking other people's stuff.
Niggas be trying to compare me to niggas, bro. I'll be like,
I'm doing my whole thing. Like, there's nothing to compare.
Yeah, I appreciate that, bro.
That's all. I fuck with you, man.
Have you seen the Seattle music scene grow? Or you've been in it for a little bit now?
I've seen the music get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas really, like, I think like, niggas, like, the spirit of competition is really there. Even though niggas may not act like they listen to everybody, but you could, like, really see that niggas is trying to, like, one-up each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think as far as the the interest, you know what I'm saying, from just the average motherfucker that live here is growing a little slow.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, we're trying to keep people. I mean, if people would just put quality content out there and have a lot of stuff to listen to and go to, because a lot of people don't have a lot of work. There's not a lot of work.
Yeah.
To refer to when you're like, oh, there's this person, and oh, go listen to their stuff or go watch this video. There's not a lot, you know, or it's not accessible like that.
To me, it's like the we need like more like shit like this,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are interviewing all these local artists and shit, and you guys are, you know what I'm saying, showcasing niggas and shit. So it's like, we need more shit like that. You guys are fucking with everybody.
Right.
So like, some people, they should be like hella clicky.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm not, I could be doing my numbers, but if I'm not in your circle, you're not gonna
fuck
you're gonna act like I don't exist.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it'd be kind of, it's kind of funny like that. So it's like, it's like people need to just fuck with the whole scene. You know what I'm saying? And that's when the shit's gonna really like open up. And people, you know,
because that's what they do in the Bay and all that shit. That's why all that shit's, because they fuck with their people. You know, everyone's fucking with each other. We, like the local DJs, the DJs need to be playing local music. I don't know why they're controlling what people are listening to in the club.
Every few cuts,
throw it in there. And then people will start wrecking, you know, oh, was that one song or this, that, whatever. Do you think you have club bangers, though?
They don't be wanting to take that risk. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, yeah. I don't know, niggas be getting...
You got some joints.
When I send niggas shit, niggas get, like, hella technical on me, bro. They be like, I don't know, this is a little too slow, or this is like this. I be like, but bro, you played... I go to your events, my nigga. You play this like and that, this, nigga. Right. I seen you play whatever.
As a DJ, you can speed up tempo.
That's what I'm saying.
It won't sound too bad, but...
Mix it a little bit, whatever.
Yeah, I had that song last year, The Vibe, and I was sending it to hella DJs and shit, and they were like, you know, it's too slow. And I'm like, bro, like, you could play that at the end of the night.
At the let out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit about the niggas about to leave, just throw on the vibe real quick. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. So your next album, The Big Payback, that's your...
It's my sixth album.
Sixth album? Nigga?
Yeah.
Shit.
And where can we find you? Where can you find your album, your work? Are you another one of those people?
All my albums on Apple Music.
Okay, see, thank
it's
you.
It's not on Tidal, but it's on Apple, it's on Spotify, it's on all those other streaming sites, it's on SoundCloud.
Go check it out. And so this album is your sixth one.
Sixth album.
Damn.
Do you feel, or have you ever felt, and if you did, do you still feel like niggas is sleeping on you?
I do feel like niggas sleeping on me, but it's not really from a niggas is sleeping on me in Seattle. Like, I don't look at myself as just like a Seattle rapper, or or just look for niggas to like me in Seattle. Like, I want niggas I want niggas to look at me as the same. Like, they look at, like, a Nipsey Hussle, or they look at, like, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and them niggas. So it's like, if I'm not mentioned with those niggas, I feel like, okay, niggas is sleeping. But it's like, if I'm mentioned with other local artists, you know, that's cool, but it's like, that's not really good enough for me.
Right. So when motherfuckers be posting these Seattle best lists, you don't be giving a fuck about
those shits is trash. And this is the reason why it's trash, though. Not even because it's like, if niggas don't mention me or not, but it'd be like, niggas is mentioning her cousin and shit.
Yeah.
So it'd be like...
Because there'd be niggas I ain't never heard of this thing.
And it's like, niggas, you know, niggas ain't listening to everybody, bro. So it's like, niggas will dead ass, like, not heard an album from a nigga that's hella dope. Yeah. They want to talk about who's the best. So it's like... What makes you qualified to say that? Like, you can say who you listen to, but, like, you talking about who's the best and all
you're
that,
not
bro.
Versed. You're not well-versed in the scene like that.
Exactly.
The niggas be... And those posts always get 150 comments. Niggas bro, just...
All you gotta do is post one of those or be like, these Seattle niggas rappers weak. Niggas, that shit get, like, 200 likes. Niggas
fast. Niggas like shitting on rappers from the hometown for some reason.
I've even seen other rappers do it,
it's like
bro.
A sport.
Yeah, that should be crazy. It's
like people just be wanting to ask something to say. Fucking corny.
And a lot of them niggas that do it turn into rappers. I've seen a couple niggas do it and then become a rapper.
Or they'll hit a nigga and be like, bro, let me get a verse on something. I'll be like, bro, don't ask to get on my song, bro. don't ever ask
to get on my
song.
If I don't want you for a feature about my song, nigga, you're not gonna get
it. Don't ask, bro. Like, nah.
It's not.
So... Is it hard working with other artists?
No, it's not hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times, bro, niggas talk about working, but niggas be bullshit. Niggas don't really, like, put this shit together. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when I was putting together this album, I got, like, hella features on it. And, you know, for the most part, this shit was easy getting everybody on it. It was way easier than I thought it would be.
Just got some niggas that was working.
Yeah. Like, niggas is ready to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that niggas is getting older and shit, and niggas is realizing, like, okay, like, we got to work together and shit. You know what I'm saying?
So you still have faith in the local scene? You feel like that something could happen up out of here? It might not be, like, the biggest shit, but do you feel like you can gain traction out of here, or do you feel like you got to leave? Some people feel like you can't even do it here.
I don't feel like you got to move, but I feel like you definitely got to, like, you got to move around, though. Like, you got to definitely... You know what I'm saying? Go to other places. Go to South by Southwest. Is the, you know, the shit they do in Atlanta. You got to go to all them kind of shits, bro. Network with niggas and do songs with niggas out of state and shit like that. You definitely got to move around, bro. But you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, the shit could get better, but right now it's not there. So it's like, it's kind of like a nigga feel like you be wasting time and shit, or wasting you, like, your good material just trying to get niggas in Seattle to fuck with. That's why I always, you know, try to reach out to other shit, bro, like, to, you know, get my shit bigger, you know, like, throw my shit on World Star or some shit, like, fuck it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some strategy to it, though. There's ways to do it. Throwing yourself on World Star is not a bad way.
Bro, definitely gotta do that. That's automatic, at least 500. And then all the tension, good or bad, you know.
Yeah, I feel like what it is, bro, like, the perception of local artists are bad just has to change. So when people think about local rap, they automatically think niggas is weak. So it's like...
Right, they hear local, and they'll be like, oh, local, that means he's weak.
They automatically think niggas weak, bro. Like, you can throw on a nigga song and be like, oh, this is my partner. Niggas be like, oh. Like, bro, why can't you? Why you gotta play that? Nigga ain't played it yet.
Already made up their mind.
Or you start playing it, niggas be like, who this? Yeah, niggas be like, oh, shit, this is dope, who this? You be like, this is my nigga son. So be like...
Right.
That nigga's from Renton, bro. He like, what?
So?
He's not from the town, fuck? Bro. He be like, bro,
it's
I don't...
It's so corny.
What does that mean?
You really gotta surprise niggas with local music. Like you said, like, you just gotta throw it on.
There's a lot of good music out there, man.
Nah, bro. I mean, but it's all about percent. And the thing is, bro, niggas would listen to bad out-of-town music, bro. And
right, exactly.
Shit,
bro.
So it's like... Snapchatted. All this shit.
Bro, I be looking at niggas be on them Snapchat listening to Trinidad, bro.
Trinidad.
Bro. All in every the mirror day, with the
all
shit.
In the
you
mirror,
be like, bro, this
smoking,
song is trash.
Wasting
bro.
Weed.
What is going on? Like, this nigga's offbeat and everything.
Are
bro.
There any artists or producers that you haven't worked with? That you want to.
As far as artists, bro, like, I gotta have a song. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I have that song and it's like I can hear this nigga on it,
oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Then I want to do it. But it's like, if I'm a fan of you, mm-hmm. I'd rather just be a fan and just appreciate your art.
So there's no one you just listen to their shit.
It's just all about the song, you know what I'm saying? Because it could be a nigga I'm not really even feeling like that, but he might be able to do something on the song to where we can make the shit hot, you know what I'm saying?
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just all about the song.
So... Tell us about T. That's your producer.
Yeah.
She's also your cousin. Like, y'all start making music around the same time, or was she just off doing her own thing, and then you was doing your own thing, and you was like, oh, shit, I made beats with Cuddy, nigga. I've been writing, nigga. We just do this shit.
So what started out is that T's brother was the first one, Mastermind. He was the first one making beats.
I know about Mastermind. That nigga's cold. So he
was making beats in high school and shit, and then T started making beats after him. And then, like, at the time, I was writing and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I wasn't really trying to, like, get in the booth like that. Because my thing was I want to be nice, like, before I even...
Yeah.
I want to make sure, like, this shit I'm saying is dope before I even, you know, so let niggas know I can rap. So then Teek was, like, putting together a mixtape called Talk of the Town. And she was like, you know, I want to get you on it. I know you be writing and shit. She put me on it and the shit, my shit was trash, bro. I ain't gonna front. So I redid my verse and it was still trash. So she loved me so much, bro, she left the shit on there.
Yeah.
And it's trash, bro.
Like, how old were you?
I was like 19. That was like the first verse, like I laid on wax, you know what I'm saying? So The shit, it was trash, bro.
At least it's cool to look back on that and be like, man, I was trash, and now.
When I first started rapping, I was tripping into that.
Yeah, so like the first.
I thought I was filthy. I was trash.
I was saying some shit though, but I couldn't like really flow like to the shit. You know what I'm saying? But so like the first like little mixtape and shit I did at her house. You know what I'm saying? So she like really like helped me, you know, like get into shit.
She's the older Cuddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same, you know, our moms are sisters, so we're real cousins.
Like first cousins.
Yeah, we're
first
cousins.
That's like siblings.
Yeah, same mom. They got the same mom, same dad.
Right.
You know, they're not half sisters, you know, shit.
Oh,
like
my
that.
God. That's why people still have sisters. Like, I can't say anything like that anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
White people shit.
No, I'm kidding. So she produced your whole, the project coming out?
Nah, she produced a project that we did last year called 1250.
Okay.
So with this project, it's a double disc. So she did like most of the first disc.
Okay.
And then like I had like some other producers like, you know, like that kind of like fit her style, like get on it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then the second disc, I had my guy Rob Skeets produced most of the second disc, and I had like a couple more producers on there.
And then who's featured on it?
I got hella niggas on that shit, bro. I got Dante Peach on it, Nazi Shooter on there. I got Junior B on there that he owns part of Oi Brand. Yeah, so I got him on there. I got Ty 7 on there. I got Nicole Monroe on there. I got
Nikki.
I got Wel Wavy on there. Ralphie Davis.
Okay.
Nice.
Stewie Newton.
Okay.
It's hella nigga.
Okay, that's gonna be nice.
You feel like this is gonna be your? I seen you commented on something. You say you feel like this is gonna be
your best
work.
Every project I do, bro, I want it to be my best shit. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's hard to compare, bro, because it's a double disc. So it's hard to compare a double disc to an album of like 12 songs on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But,
and it comes out when?
It comes out later tonight.
Oh shit!
So by the time,
tonight, yeah.
So when this drops, we'll be like, hey.
Yeah, she'll be out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I got Apple Music. Look at I got Apple Music. Well,
then I try to post this lyric. I posted the lyric to this song on Facebook, uh-huh. And I got the lyric wrong. I posted the hook and bro, come.
You said some wild shit. I was like, nah.
That is not
it. He was like, bro, thanks for the love and everything, but this is how this lyric.
No, okay, this is how you said it. You said I was drinking the Ciroc with the Henny. I was like, bro, I did not drink Ciroc with the Henny.
Ciroc with the light ice.
I said, or.
Or the Henny.
Yeah, I'm like, either one, I'm fucking with the Ciroc or the Henny. But he said it like I was
with
drinking
like
both of them. Like,
hey,
bro, I'm not
it
living.
It's funny because every time I listen to the song before he corrected it, I was like, damn, this nigga's a beast. He makes it a Hennessy and Ciroc.
I'm not living that life like that.
I was like,
bro,
damn, what's my nigga running
you
from?
You gotta be from the projects, like, for real. To drink the Ciroc and then the Henny.
With the light ice.
You was raised by your mother. Like you had it rough, bro. You could do that.
You guys are out of line. Okay, so anything else? Before we get to the game, we have a game portion. You already know. And the freestyle. Anything else coming up that you want to mention?
Hey, man, big payback, man. It's a double dish, man. ain't no niggas from here. I don't know of anybody that's done
dish.
A double dish.
Right?
So, you know, I'm out here trying to make history.
There's gonna be four
man.
Double
discs
coming out in the next year.
That, right.
Maybe four. That shit gonna be trending. Watch, no, but look, I've been working on this shit for like 3 years, bro. I put like a lot into this shit, so it's not thrown together shit. So I really like every song, like I really put a lot into it. So it's not a bunch of filler and shit like that. So, you know, if niggas gonna listen to it, really listen
Ooh,
to the shit. Don't
to
be
hear Nikki's song.
Skidding, scatting okay. through my shit and all that. You know
oh,
what I'm saying? Really, it don't
sit down
shit.
With it. Take it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm gonna start doing album reviews.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, y'all can start with mine.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say that.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill. You ready?
Let's do it.
Rihanna, SZA, Ashanti.
I'm killing SZA. I'm marrying Ashanti. I'm fucking Rihanna.
SZA look like
she
got some.
I'm murking SZA. I like her song, so shout out to
She's you. Double.
But I'm murking her, though. She's
a nut.
Whitney Houston, Tyra Banks, Janet Jackson. These are like in your prime.
All prime, yeah.
Oh, Janet.
What? Fuck, Mary, Kill.
Oh, fuck, Mary. Okay, say it again.
Whitney, Tyra, Janet Jackson.
I'm killing Whitney. R.I.P. That's fucked up.
Damn.
That's fucked up. Because Whitney's really... Why you put Whitney? Whitney's really
look,
dead.
She's really dead. That's what I said the last time you put her. All right, like, look. Well, she's already dead.
God
so.
Bless Whitney. Okay. Shout out to Bobby and all that. But I'm killing Whitney.
Fuck Bobby.
I don't know if I want to marry Janet, but I don't know if I want to be married to the Jacksons like that. Right. I'm a marry Tyra. I'm a fuck Janet.
Yeah. That works. Okay. Whoopi Goldberg, Wendy Williams, Cheryl Underwood.
All right, I'm murking.
All of these bitches.
I'm murking all these
bitches.
Hold on, what's homegirl's name that got the show?
Wendy Williams.
Yeah, I'm murking her.
Fast.
I'm married Cheryl Underwood. She probably got the mean head game, though.
You should probably just fuck her and marry Whoopi.
I don't know if I want to marry Whoopi, though.
Whoopi got the bread.
Are we talking about color purple? Whippy
no,
though?
Goat. Or Sister Act Whippy.
Sister? Nah, I'm not. Nah.
First Sister Act. I'll when just, she was in Vegas.
I'll just
first
hit. Sister Act. I'll just hit. I'm trying to.
She didn't look
I'll
bad.
I'll fuck
in
with
that,
Cheryl,
that
bro. Cheryl look like, you know.
I'm weak.
You know what?
Cheryl look like she'll get a nigga the head game.
Whip up a
day.
Good meal. All yeah. this shit.
Oh my
you know what
God.
I'm saying? Like,
don't be tripping.
You know, don't be tripping. Don't be tripping. Nigga come home at 3, she be like, oh, it's good. You don't even say
you
nothing.
Hungry?
Yeah, I'm a fucking
shit. Nigga come home at 3.
Nigga come home at 3.
It's good.
When you got a bad, bro, you can't just come home at 3, bro. No. She gonna be like, the club close at 2. It take 20 minutes to get home.
She wanted you home at 11:30.
For real, she didn't want you to go out.
Right.
You feel me? Exactly.
You gotta answer hella shit, but yeah, Cheryl might be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. All right.
Yeah.
Would you rather always have sweaty hands or sweaty feet for the rest of your life?
I'ma go with the feet, cause like you touch a bitch with the sweaty hands. She might not fuck with you.
You're gonna recover from that.
Yeah, she be like, that's a sweaty hand, nigga. Like, so,
exactly.
But if your feet are sweaty, that's your business.
That nigga grabbed her neck and it slid off.
Slid off.
that nigga got swamp
that nigga
palms.
Thought he was smooth and touched my neck.
Touch my lip with a wet finger.
Would you rather grow braids that can't be cut or be bald for the rest of your life?
Bald or braids?
She talking about them.
But braids that you can never cut.
I think I might look crazy with the braids, bro. So I'm going to go with bald.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with bald. I might look nutty with the braids, bro.
You could just grow your beard out.
Yeah, grow the beard out more. Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Right. Okay. Would you rather have a one-minute conversation with your past self or your future self?
Ooh, my past self.
Okay.
What would you tell that nigga in a nutshell?
Where and when? What time? Your past self.
My so, past self. 18. I would tell a nigga to save his money. And
real.
Wear condoms. Wear condoms, bro.
Trust me, bro. Look,
every time, trust me,
I'm
bro.
Your future self.
Hey, bro.
This is your conscience speaking.
Them kids ain't going nowhere, bro. Have them kids later, bro. Wear them condoms, bro.
All right. Would you rather give up the internet for 5 years or your sight for 6 months?
I gotta see. I'm gonna give it the internet.
It's only 6 months though.
Huh?
6 months for your sight.
For my sight. No, I don't want to be blind for a day, my nigga. Fuck that. No, I don't want to be blind.
I was just thinking, like, how do the niggas maneuver? They gotta learn that shit. That shit's wild,
bro.
I just make somebody take care of me, and then I know it's only 6 months. 5 years off the internet. That's a lot of shit.
I don't think niggas love me like that to be taking care of me while I'm blind.
Oh my God.
But you walking in the wall. Damn,
niggas
Joey,
niggas love me like that, bro. Though. Niggas might really get frustrated with me, bro. But like, you know what? I'm out.
Where you going? Nigga, you left the food on in the oven.
Nah.
I smell the shit.
Nah. You would figure it out.
Nah.
Would you rather marry someone you hate and be filthy rich or marry someone you love and be forever poor?
I'm gonna marry somebody I hate. I'm not trying to be poor, no, bride.
You hate this bitch. Because
I'm gonna hate the bitch.
Hate this bitch.
Just because we're hella poor.
Sorry.
No, for real, though.
I love that I hate. Oh, I hate
But I would not want to be married to somebody I hate.
That's, but damn, that's like, how do you be, if you're poor, like.
No, I mean, I would.
Somebody
I would
hate,
rather than be poor, obviously.
To hate
but
somebody.
Being poor is just like.
So I'm saying, if you really
class,
hate this person.
Like,
you gotta marry that person
and
that
be
would
with
suck.
Them. I'd be miserable.
That paper, though.
I'd be miserable married poor, to somebody. Bro. That money would be just be like, figure out a way to kill myself. Fuck it. I'd buy an island. Like, we're doing this open marriage shit. Which. Would you rather have a runny nose for the rest of your life or piss on yourself once a week for the rest of your life?
Piss myself once a week? I'm really thinking like, damn, you piss on yourself once a week. Do you know what's coming? Nah, I'm a, all right, I'm gonna go with the runny nose.
As can a you... nigga with runny nose all the time. I just say piss. One time a week, you gotta piss.
Bro, you might piss in the wrong place at the wrong time.
But for the rest of your life, your nose is always leaking. You can't talk to no bitches, bro. You gonna look like the nigga from
Martin. Piss on yourself, you're done forever out here in these streets, bro.
Runny nose for a long time, though, you're gonna have a nasty little scabby.
Scabby? Because you're gonna be always barking
your
shit.
If you're in the club, bro, and you piss on yourself, bro, it's over.
But I'm saying, so it depends, I guess, if it's like, you piss on yourself and you just don't know. Like
I got a condition.
Once a week,
I'm telling
you don't know. But if you had to, if I had to choose, I had to piss on myself in public, I'd do it.
I'm coming out the Facebook. I got a condition where I got to piss on myself.
You're at the Walmart, you just pissing yourself. Like
I don't really think I care enough about people. It would be on me.
Runny nose, bro. That's
like, why
are
you paying attention to me?
Yeah, I'm gonna
how you gonna bag a bitch with your shit just looking
you can't
like...
You bag a bitch pissing on yourself either, though. You be talking to the bitch.
That's once a week.
That's once a week. You just gotta find
it. But it might be that... No, my luck, it might really be that wrong time, bro.
You just... You're making good traction with the bitch. She's ready.
I mean, it just depends on what I was wearing, I guess. If I had, like, a skirt on, it'd be fucked up. But if I had on jeans or something... Whatever.
If I had an all black
dog, once a week is hell. You can't even have a bitch, bro. Like you're sleeping.
I'm like,
bitch,
hey, bitch. Just so you know, I pee on myself once a week.
It's over.
There's nothing I can do about
you,
it.
Pussy, bro. It's over for you, bro. You
bitch.
She's like, what?
This is what it is.
It's over
take
for
it or
you,
leave
bro.
It.
Some bitch will take it too. Bitches.
Take it or leave it, bitch. There are worse things.
There are some bitches that'll put up with
I just
that.
Love
shit.
His pissy ass.
There are worse things.
Some bitches will put up with
bitches
that.
Bitches get cheated on
imagine
once a week.
Imagine peeing in the skins and you piss in the skins.
Well, I'm sure a lot of bitches really get cheated on and
that would be foul.
That's different. Yeah, bitches get cheated on once a week.
You piss on your bitch.
Marking your territory. You good.
But you know, I'm like, oh, that nigga just does that. So
look at the whole bed stained. Oh, you gotta flip the.
I'm like, nigga, did you get your piss this week?
You just gotta walk right. All right,
then cool. Until you get your piss this week, stay away from me.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You pee? Did you pee on yourself?
You pissed
this
that
week?
Once. You got 6 days piss free.
Exactly.
You
I'm good. Like, 6 days
six
were cool.
6 days piss free.
On that seventh day.
That's
on that seventh
nasty.
Day, air out. Stay to yourself. Stay by yourself on that seventh day.
That's so nasty.
Sundays are.
So
in
you
the
know
house.
What day is
Sundays
coming?
Are pissy.
I mean, it's once a week.
I'm gonna see you on Monday, baby. It's gonna be pissy day tomorrow.
That's every 7 days to me.
Okay. If I know what day is coming, I'll roll with that.
Yeah. If you know what day is coming? House. Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree.
Or I'll go somewhere I don't like and piss
hey,
on somebody's
nigga,
couch.
Nigga, we're finna go
sorry.
Over here. No, that's my.
Nigga, piss on my couch. We gotta scrap. Okay.
Good. Like she don't want to fight me. Bring me to her house. I gotta pee today. I'm staying over all day. I'm just kidding.
Stupid.
Okay. Okay. Good. That makes me feel better. Piss on yourself once a week.
Man, I gotta go put some money on this parking.
And you probably gotta pee too, huh? Would you rather have a hickey anytime someone kissed your neck or give a hickey anytime you kiss someone?
I'd rather give a hickey.
I'd be like, that nigga gave me a hickey.
Bitch, it was an accident.
Would you rather never use social media sites again or never watch another movie, TV show again?
I don't give up social media.
First thing you do when you wake up and your girl is holding your phone.
I'm like, what you doing?
Are you gonna stutter or is it gonna come out all the way?
You gotta first you gotta
what,
like
what? You gotta take it in.
You gotta take it in for a minute, bro. You gotta raise like all the way up.
You know you got that glaze
you gotta raise
around
all the way
and
up
shit.
And
you
sit
gotta...
there for a minute and be like, all right, so what you doing? What you doing?
What is this?
What is this madness?
This is poppycock.
What is wrong with you guys? I hate niggas, I swear.
You might have to just say sorry off top.
Whatever you said, my bad.
Look, man, I already know what you seen. Look, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm Charlie sorry. Murphy.
It's not funny, you guys. You guys are out of line. All right. First thing you buy if you win the lotto.
Oh, first thing I buy when the lotto.
Sorry, I'm smoking.
I'm definitely copping the whip. Just like a nigga.
Like what the? What the?
Just
what,
like a
what
nigga.
Whip?
I might not cop that too crazy. I might cop like a new Lincoln.
Fucking
new Cadillac or something.
Flatbed truck.
I might. They got a new Lincoln at 750 or what? They might. I might cop a Cadillac or something. I might not
That's
even
not
get
bad.
The Benz. I might not go too much.
That's
but,
not bad.
Know, I'm definitely getting a whip, though.
I'm going to pay for this in cash. Oh, no money down. I'm talking about really finna pay for this.
Right. First thing you say when you meet a new chick.
When I meet a new chick. I'll be meeting new chicks like that. First thing I say when I meet a new chick, I don't know. I don't say nothing routine or nothing.
It's whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever.
First thing you do when you get pulled over.
When I get pulled over. How you doing, officer?
You good?
Hey, bro, I don't be talking spicy to the cops, bro. I ain't got shit to prove, bro.
Right. You said spicy.
I ain't got nothing to prove, bro. Niggas be trying to get shot, bro. I'm chilling, bro. Nah.
Niggas can't wait to put the camera in the cop's face.
They just want to put it on IG.
Niggas right, would get exactly. pulled over and dead ass me on the snap. This nigga's pulling me over. He'd be like, bro, you're about to get shot on Snapchat. Fuck around.
Right.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm with you.
Nah, I'd just be bro, like, can you hurry up and get my ticket?
I'm with you.
First thing you do when you wake up.
First thing I do when I wake up. I'm trying to break this, bro. But I grab my phone, bro. Look at my text messages.
Yeah. I'm trying
to get out of that though. Like
programmed.
Yeah, like a few months ago, I tried to like not.
You'd be like, where's
touch my phone for like 10 minutes. Like every day I woke up, I need to get back to that.
Yeah, that's good.
First thing
think
you
I
do.
Brush your teeth, yeah.
On the
phone. Brush
your TV,
texting niggas.
Laughing and shit, typing LOL.
First thing you wish from a genie.
First thing I wish from a genie. I would probably wish to talk to my dad that passed away.
Speaking of your dad that passed away, that's your...
My stepdad.
Because your dad cut my son's hair.
For
we
real?
We went into like a random shop and it was your dad.
In the shop? Yeah. It's my biological dad, yeah. My stepdad passed away.
Okay. One thing you lied to your ex about.
I don't talk to her like that. She's not like that.
Name one thing you lied to your ex about.
That's what I lied about.
Oh, you said
that's
like
the
that.
Lie.
I was like, I thought you were talking about your ex.
Like
she's not even like that. It's not like that.
I don't even know what that means, really.
Right, exactly.
Like what, nigga?
Good.
Like what?
It sounds
like
good,
that.
Though.
Like that. Like no, what you think?
What you mean?
What you think? That's not what it is.
Exactly.
Whatever you thinking.
All she said was love.
That could mean a lot of...
That's how she talks. That's another lie. That's how she talks.
We was talking about music soul child songs back in the day.
Name one thing you can't stand somebody does...
In the studio. I don't like when niggas be in studio and don't say nothing.
What do you mean?
Like, give me some feedback, bro. Don't just be here. Like, tell me, like, this shit is hot. Whatever, you know, something, bro. Like, don't just be here. You could have stayed home.
Yeah.
Still didn't be Snapchatting and shit. They ain't said a word.
Ain't said nothing. They are just looking hella bored and shit. Like, I don't like that kind of shit, bro. You need that, like, this shit's hot.
Speak up.
Tell me it's not hot. Something.
Right. Name one thing you add to every meal.
I add to every meal. Seasoning.
Seasoning.
Well, not every meal. That's gross. But damn near every meal. Seasoning. The Chinese.
Name one thing you can't leave your house without.
My phone.
Name one thing you did in college that you regret.
You know damn well I ain't got no college. You know, get it goddamn well. I go to damn college.
I
you
can't.
Trying to play me for
sorry.
Real.
I'm sorry.
Look at me dead in the eye, bro. Dead. Name one thing you didn't call. I'm like, nigga, you know damn well. I ain't going to now college, nigga. I ain't even apply to go to college. You're wild.
That was fucked up. I was set
I didn't
up.
Even try to go to college,
up.
Bro.
This
you're
was,
wild.
This was on the paper.
And I was sitting here thinking,
I got
like,
set up.
I wonder if he did go to college. I wonder.
You
I'm about to learn. Damn well. I'm about to learn something. I learned something new. My nigga Dre went to college.
My nigga Dre went to college. Hell no. My parents was happy. I graduated. And I was like, this thing graduated? Ooh, this thing is on.
Okay.
This nigga threw his cap and everything.
That's how I felt about, I was just watching Menace to Society, and they were hella pumped when Kane was graduating from high school. And I was like, so who gives a fuck?
They graduated high school. That's how my parents was. They was hella happy. Bro, like 15 niggas came to my graduation.
We didn't know you was going to do it, baby. We didn't know.
It was really one of those, though. It was really one of those.
That's good, though. Shout out to the graduates. It's graduation season. Shout out to
my little cousin
is
graduating.
My nephew, Jashawn, graduated. Shout out to
congratulations, y'all. Last question. How old were you when you knew you could physically beat up your mother?
I can't beat up my mom still to this day, bro. She's a...
Should be dressed.
My mom's a... She's a savage about hers, bro. She likes to pick up something... My mom's like to hit a nigga with a plate or some wild shit.
Whatever's in reach.
There's some wild.
I can see a plate.
Just grab a bone, just cracking it over the head with her quick.
Damn.
I don't think I can see moms. I ain't gonna front.
All right, cool. All right. We're about to freestyle.
Do it.
This is a McAnally exclusive.
Turn up. I'm just picking up the pieces, staying from the leeches to this money in the creases. Now this ain't a trip, shit, we living on the beaches, trying to play the hand, really can't quit to the kiss, living in the sand, get it with my folks, shit, we living off the land, staying South Beach, yeah, I'm staying with a 10, you staying on the couch, staying with your mans, these niggas want a bitch when they whores gone. Do it like the mob, got suits with the velours on. Push the big body like the D-line with the Louis specs, but I see fine. Keep the shit low, they don't see mine. Hey, look, nigga, you ain't me, I ain't you. It's too much of this fake shit to see through. I'm pushing something cold, this shit is see blue. Got these niggas pissed, yeah. It ain't them, it's me too. And all these niggas dick ride, that's a sign of the times. Popping all the sins, doing all the lies. I gained a little weight, yeah, I'm sipping on the wines. Having convos with acquiring minds. This shit is like the blind, leading the blind. I try to drop juice, niggas stay on their mind. Right, I'ma keep going. Yeah. I'm wishing you the best, but it's envy in your flesh. Smiles in your face, I ain't tripping, I embrace. That's what I'm used to. Family and your friends, they trying to boost you. Niggas tell lies, but you swear them niggas truthful. Ride motherfuckers, swear them niggas fruitful. Swearing that's your man, that's why you rolling the weed. They hearts full of hate, hate to see you succeed. You could fuck a lot of hoes, you could burn with a nigga, but fuck all that. Did you learn with the nigga? Did you build from the ground? Did you earn with the nigga? See you trying to strive and concern with a nigga? That's how a nigga think. Smile in your face when you buying them a meat. Niggas want to toast when you buying them a drink. But your hands out, shit, I swear I need a shrink. Crime under my dirty niggas trying to lean. Kids trying to bathe dirty water in the sink. Niggas trying to get it, they just doing whatever. Count dirty money, looking cleaner than ever. Cash.
Yeah.
Did you learn with the nigga, boy?
Nice.
Tell me you had some shit, Joey.
That was fast.
That's not on the album.
Which song?
That's not on the album.
You said that's not on the album?
It's not on the album. Exclusive shit.
McAnally
I don't spit the same
exclusive.
Shit twice, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you gotta be.
We ain't spending the same
this
shit twice.
This nigga Joe, we're like we're freestyle. We didn't even set. He just starts
this
going.
This nigga went in. I know. I said, oh shit!
Come on, man. I'm from that era, man.
I was like,
doing that beat. It's tunnel.
I was like, wait.
Shit! Everybody else asked, "Can I go?" Right. That nigga Joe said, "Let's get it."
Yeah, I'm a hell of a Nice.
Thank you.
Okay, I was just talking with Intellect about stacking your bars and the rhymes and bringing rhymes back. You do that shit well.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? You throw a word and you don't think it's finna rhyme, but you bring it back on the back end. That shit's dope.
Yeah,
nigga.
Thank you, bro.
Me and Intellect was just talking about that shit. That's just crazy.
Thank you.
You skillful motherfucker, nigga.
Yeah, I like that. Or just even how you like slow it down.
Yeah.
If you need it, like, all right.
He's hella composed,
like,
nigga.
Right,
nigga.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
He's composed
like,
as fuck, nigga. He was like, "Oh, I'm gonna keep going."
Right,
yeah,
okay.
I was like, "Oh, just went back in. I was like, this nigga's gross. And I'm holding the camera, so I can't even show no excitement.
That's
right.
Hella funny.
I'm like, damn, this nigga, yeah.
Nice.
You seasoned, nigga. You seasoned.
That's what it is, huh?
Nigga seasoned. He's six. He's six in the game.
Right. All right. Well, that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
I mean, is there anything else you want to say?
Social media. Payback, man.
Payback.
Get that.
Tonight.
By the time this episode drops, that shit will be out. So
yep.
Go get it.
Social media.
Oh, social media at Joey Cash with a K. Just put in that and, you know, don't look for me on Facebook. Though.
Right. On what, though? On Twitter, what is that, Twitter?
On Twitter, Joey Cash with a K. On IG, Joey Cash with a K.
And then Joey Cash on iTunes.
Yes, Joey Cash on iTunes with a K.
All right. We're going to do Nelly pet peeves.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't have a pet peeves. I have a funny story. I'm trying to decide if I want to tell this story or not.
Nelly's finna do a Mac Tales.
Okay, I'm gonna do a Mac Tales.
Mac Tales.
Mac Tales. Mac Tales. Mac Tales.
So this is funny. I don't know if it's funny. It's kind of crazy. It's like crazy girlfriend shit. I have a funny crazy girlfriend story. Ready? Okay, so me and my dude, we're out. We're in LA. I'm not even gonna lie. I was off at this. And
shit.
I don't know if I might bleep that. And we got into it. It's like 5 in the morning. I ended up leaving the Airbnb. And it's hella of us. It's like it was like a couple kind of trip. So there's a couple of the people there, whatever, right? Anyway, speaking of.
Hey, bro, arguing at 5 in the morning about anything is crazy.
Crazy, all bad.
No, we had just got home and we were out all night. It was still like we was off one, you know?
Yeah.
We got out the club. We went to the after hour spot. So like at 3, we were somewhere until 4, you know, then we got home. So we had just got home. Yeah, we was live till 5. And shit, and I didn't sleep anyways. So anyways, we're getting into it. I get on his Instagram, right? I log on to his Instagram and I start hitting up hella bitches. Like, but on cool shit, I was being nice. I wasn't saying no crazy shit. Like, I was like, likes, following bitches. They're following back hella fast, hitting them up like, oh, you can follow me now. Da-da-da-da. Like, they were on it. Like, as soon as they were on it, it was hella funny. And I was talking to them hella nice, giving them hella. I was in everyone. His shit was popping. I know bitches were like, yeah, I was saving shit for him. I was following other bitches. It was hella popping. So I didn't do anything.
You got
like
him screenshotted by hella bitches.
Exactly. I was in the DM. I was leaving comments. I'm hard-eyeing some more shit.
He was in bitches, hella group chats, bro.
Bitches were red. You know, it's like, you just bitches be waiting. Like, and I was like, it was funny to me. I had to shit pop
ready, but they'll still screenshot you, though.
No, I'm just saying, you know, they're like, boom. But I wasn't saying, it was the opposite. So I wasn't saying anything crazy. I wasn't trying to get no info or nothing. I was just like, I just had his shit popping. He was, shit was popping like 6 in the morning. He was like, why the fuck are you following all these people? Got me talking to people I don't want to talk to and like, shit. It was hella funny. Go ahead. At that point, that's where I was at. I was like, go ahead, you know. I mean, we're cool now, but I was off of
We'll
blame it on the drugs.
I was high, nigga.
We'll blame it on the drugs. So I was like, I might have some more stories for that, but I think I'm okay now. I won't do that again. It was funny. Anyway, that's it. I told him I was going to tell the story.
That's nice,
all right.
Bro.
Ugly nigga guidelines.
Ugly nigga guidelines. I'm sitting
top that one.
I'm sitting here thinking like, damn, Nelly just
top that one, bro. You should have went last. God
shit.
Damn.
I was like,
oh shit.
I don't even know you anymore.
She grabbed Foe's fan.
You grabbed his phone. It was
logged into.
No, I didn't. I have okay.
Oh, so you just got it.
Let me clarify. I have his login.
Right.
Still, he has my login.
Right.
Ooh.
So you
it's
was
like
just,
one of those. So it was one of
you
it
was
one of those.
Bitches' emotions on Instagram.
Exactly. I didn't take his phone.
Whoa.
I just.
Yeah, what was the moment?
Take the phone, Mike.
No, I didn't take the phone. I just had the info.
I don't even know.
A lot
you
of
know
times
me.
I'm on his shit. A lot of times, a lot of bitch people don't even know I'm watching stories and shit. Let me stop.
Bro, that's hella.
It was fun. It was fun. So anyway, shit. So it was like people like, that's weird. Bitch, like, that's where I'm like, bitch, you're weird. Bitch.
Everybody's weird.
I'd rather be my kind of weird than your kind of weird, you fucking slut. Anyway, that's it.
Man, I don't know, bro. I don't know how you gonna go after that one.
I don't know, dude.
The shit has got even deeper. Goddamn. This shit, wow.
I think we can just...
Hey, man. Shout out to him. Man.
Shout out to the EU.
shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to him. What's his name?
He's Mike.
Mike?
Dang, you know. Shout out to Mike, man.
Shout out to Mike, man. Because I would have been calling my bros. I don't know if I could deal with this.
Mike produced one a song for me before.
Oh, please shut up. Yes, him. Yeah.
That nigga Mike is a strong. It takes a strong white man to handle Nelly.
Shout out to Mike.
I can't take it.
Shout out to the strong white man out there.
She was hitting bitches, selling bitches dreams. They was ready to jump off the ledge.
No, really. I mean, as soon as I fall, it was like bitches like 6 in the morning. They fall right back.
They woke up.
Bitches up.
Ooh.
Damn, right. Bitches up.
Bitches is on the gram.
I only said nice things. I made him seem more like a creep. I wasn't trying to be mean or anything. I wasn't
creepy.
Disrespectful.
You can't be being nice to bitches. I know that's what he was like.
You got me out here looking like a fucking.
Be being nice
you know
to
they
bitches.
Got those screenshots. They got.
Yeah, he's in hella group chats right now.
They're gonna be.
And then he got his girl.
There's gonna be a post with Nelly tagged in it. Look at your nigga in my inbox. Get your nigga out of my inbox.
Yeah, whatever.
Bitches
be swearing to ruining homes. She be like, dog, you got fucked. You ain't ruined shit.
You ain't doing nothing out here.
She ain't leave. You ain't ruined nothing.
You got fucked and tossed. And he's back home. You thought you did something, bitch.
You thought you did.
You hold on. I keep holding on.
That's hella funny, dog.
Okay, so I guess you don't have to go. I guess we can.
Yeah, we're just going
to
leave it at that.
Shout out to the MUU.
Hashtag MUU, ugly niggas worldwide. We out here. We living.
Ooh, local music. Local music.
Local music.
I'm going to go play Cookie Jar. New jam. Off of Cookie Jar, this is D. Mikey and Maestro.
The newest kicks, but can't tell me this the newest jam. Yeah, this the newest jam. Yeah, this the newest jam. Ain't got the newest fit, ain't got the newest kicks. Can't tell me this the newest jam. Yeah, this the newest jam. Yeah, this the newest jam. Like OJ Mayo with Cinco de Mayo. I ain't even playing, player. I'm on some calm shit, cool shit. I'm on some bomb shit, smooth shit. Yeah. But I still like to bang their heads, I don't take photos. Psych, you know shit, I cheese. That's my favorite part of this life. You know I'm loving the hype, you won't party tonight. And if you cool, you could probably get introduced to D-Mike. How much weed do we smoke? I mean shit, I don't know, it's too cloudy just for me to be counting. Let's stay high like we on a mountain. And spend money like we got a count. I mean, the further that you get with me, the further it's deep. This shit's deep, man, it's straight dugging. We straight dugging. But this the process. So don't be tripping, it's the balance, baby, I got you.
Kinda mints on that damn shit. I'm just frying your bologna, put that cheese on my sandwich. Say they putting us together, recognize that's some damn shit.
I wanna hear this next part though. That's the damn shit. Motherfucker, that's the damn shit.
What it do though, what the deal is? Like nuts up on your grill, I came to kill shit. Just a youngin' in the function, but I'm still the illest. And don't forget my brother with the mic, construct the business. It ain't no photo finish ahead of the competition. Y'all racing for the places where we racing, we'll never finish. The way we burn them trees, you believe it was never Christmas. I make another joint and burn a joint, but you probably miss it. I'm Mount Everest high, about 29 in the sky. Yo chick tryna holler, I just hit a whip, I'll be aight. Roll another joint and burn it down, shit, I'll be aight. Rolling through the town bumping loud cause we get it right. Let me just tell you this be that damn shit. We got all the ingredients for
yeah.
The sandwich coming.
That's my shit right now. I really like that one.
Ain't got the newest fits. That's my shit.
All right. Who you got?
My nigga Taj King got a new artist.
Okay.
He go by Keyshawn. He got a song out called Wait a Minute. So I'm gonna slap my guy's shit. Shout out to Taj King ENT.
It's in the group chat. Shout out to
me. I don't ever got the time. I've been running bands and wasting moments getting high. Diamonds compliment me in my skin before I die. Come and take a ride. She said I'm one of a kind, so I guess my mama's right. Everything will be alright. I've been hungry for a while, I ain't never wished a second on my life. Everything I ever did was inspiration when it said it's on my mind. Counting up guap, but I've been broke, I ain't going back, yeah, right. Same clothes on my body, yeah, right, sounds right. Conditions to my head, they taught me how to act right. Losing basic concepts on my time like day and night. Just woke up off this and don't know a thing right. Like I know my body hate me cause I don't eat right. These diamonds shine so bright. I'm looking in the future and I might just lose my sight. That hoe wanna fuck but I can barely spare the time. I got people in my life who are more down to ride. Niggas hating on me, take them by surprise. I knew as a youngin' one day I would touch the sky. Level up 1 year so nigga give me 5. Whoa, whoa. Black heart in my body, I can't feel a thing. Big girls in my bedroom, we are not the same. Whoa, she gon' take that dick like she gon' Wu-Tang. I need a couple thousand racks inside my suitcase. Yeah, I'ma take up my best one. Yeah, wait a minute, baby, let me concentrate. I can't even sleep it up for a couple days.
All right.
Hey, hey. Yeah, that was Keyshawn. Wait a minute. Taj King ENT.
Do you guys listen to Problem from Cali? He posted Langston dancing on his
that
page.
That shit was funny.
To the both right. Guess what? Both right.
I seen that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, music got now.
It was funny.
Yeah, hell of a
All right. I forgot to bring that up earlier. That's local music. That's our episode. Thought of the day. Thought of the day.
Change your perception. You gotta have a
talk in the mic.
Can you hear me? When you can't already have your mind made up when you get introduced to a local artist or a song. We spoke on it earlier. You niggas gotta give it a chance and really listen to this shit because there's some dope shit out here. And y'all missing. Y'all be quick to jump on everybody else's wave. You're not from Atlanta. You're not from the Bay. You're
never
from Seattle.
Will be, no matter how many backwoods you smoke.
Exactly.
If you're sending us in a fucking email with your music, put in the subject line your fucking name. And the name of the song or something. And if there's multiple songs, you guys, stop sending us in shit that we can't.
It's too hard to figure names. Out.
Do something, do better when you send us in this music. Let us know the artist's name in the song, please. But I'll have to figure it out.
Joey Cash.
Joey Cash.
Hey, man, shout out to y'all, man. It's dope seeing you guys' shit grow.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. So, yeah, we'll be listening to that. We're going to review his album, so you guys go get that.
I ain't got no shows lined up right now, but, you know, follow me on everything, man. I keep y'all posting everything that's going on.
There you go. I mean, you have to be having shows coming up soon, though, right, with this album.
Well, I ain't got nothing booked right now, but something will come up.
All right, cool.
Definitely.
Nice.
We'll shout them out. Just let us know.
Yeah.
Enjoy. You getting on our mixtape, on the McAnally mixtape?
Yeah, I'm on. Are you guys doing sides still?
So... We were just thinking about that. Just to get it out faster, we might just do them all together and get whoever. But
yeah,
still
I'm
pick.
On it.
All right, cool.
Definitely.
Because we want to try and get that done soon.
Get a slap from Intellect. Let's get it.
Yeah. I know. NT. NT has all the beats.
NT going to produce my song. I'm doing a song. I'm going to say it.
I'll let
it.
My dude produce my
I'm
song.
I'm going
to
do a song.
Shout out to Intellect, man. He produced my session when I did the joint, My King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he mixed that and mastered it for me. So shout out to NLA, man.
And he's the best.
He a legend. Went through the nigga's phone and texted the bitch. Told her she can't have this dick, no. I was off the this pill. All
right.
I was off the this pill. Little bitch.
Right, exactly. Bitch. And I'll still beat your ass.
Bye, no, niggas.
Bye, niggas.
Thank you for tuning in to McAnally. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, M-A-C-K-A-N-D-N-E-L-L-Y.
Cold summer day.